I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's pretty much a given that aspiring medical professionals learn all about the intricacies of digestion and other physiologies of the GI tract. But it might surprise you to know how little training they receive about things like nutrition, the basics of cooking, even food in general. But a new pilot program at UK hopes to correct that issue. It's the topic of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Tanya Whitehouse is the program director of the Food Connection at the University of Kentucky. She recently sat down with Dr. Greg to talk about their new program, which is modeled after the Gold Ring Center, a part of Tulane University's Culinary Medicine Institute.
There's a cohort here in Lexington, and there's a cohort in Moorhead. And they are coming into the kitchen 2 days this month and cooking from recipes that would be ideal for different types of diet guidelines.
Is there an official name for this program?
Right now we're just calling it culinary medicine. Mm-hmm. And again, it's part, we're working with integrative health, so it may become part of that, but we don't want to limit it. We're just seeing who's interested right now.
And so perhaps in the future expanding to other health students, like nursing students, medical students.
Absolutely.
That type of thing.
And getting dietitians involved. Mm-hmm. And I think it really rounds out the medical team. Everyone's talking about the same subject on the same level that the patient can understand it.
Well, you and I were talking offline a moment ago about just my generation of physician not learning about nutrition other than perhaps out of a biochemistry textbook, as opposed to this boots on the ground everyday nutrition. You know, I'm thinking of, we can prescribe the most state-of-the-art medicines in the world, but if our patients go home and all they consume are bags of chips and six packs of beer,
right,
then perhaps we're missing the boat.
And you have to make it approachable. If their food culture is Southern cooking, country cooking, and all you're saying is no, then that's pretty depressing. But what this does is this says, look at this vibrant, bright, fresh food, and you can cook it. The recipes we're using are easy to prepare. They're quick. These students that came in before, they are on all levels of culinary skill, and they had 3 dishes up in 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
And it was quick and it was efficient. And they're still flavorful. We're relying on the recipes from the Gold Ring Center. And they're built to take advantage of spices and herbs and acids rather than just salt and fat.
Sure. Sure. And because I think sometimes in our central and eastern Kentucky worlds that many of us live in, that salt and fat have always traditionally played such a huge role in our comfort foods that maybe,
right,
maybe there's some initial skepticism on the part of our, not only our patients, but our healthcare professionals.
Even ourselves.
Yeah.
And when you look, even I, as a chef, I remember when I was at the conference and we were making black bean burgers. And I saw that in 6 pretty large 6-ounce black bean burgers, there was only 1 teaspoon of salt in the whole thing. And I thought, oh, that's going to be so bland. But it wasn't, because they added in so many other spices. And then they put on some sauteed mushrooms, which gives you that nice, deep, meaty flavor. And then they used a little bit of chili pepper for some heat. And actually, it was delicious. And it was light. And it wasn't, I was having a burger, but it wasn't weighing me down.
Sure, sure. Is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about the program in general that we haven't already talked about?
Well, if anyone is interested, they can certainly contact us. We are excited about this program. We want to do more programming in this vein. We have even done a grand rounds for the Department of Ophthalmology with this. So if there's anyone who's looking to do diet or healthier eating education, we'd certainly love to try and help develop an educational program.
And we'll put in links to the Food Connection, but
okay.
I'm assuming that's whom you would
that's
like
exactly
folks to contact.
Through our website, or they can contact me directly.
My thanks today to Tanya Whitehouse, the program manager of the Food Connection here at UK, for talking with me about a new program addressing the lack of education in a lot of healthcare students about the nuts and bolts of everyday food and nutrition. For more information, visit our website at WUKY.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at WUKY.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.